So I harbor this idea, it'd be nice to spend a year, some big American lab, and really to work in a bigger lab and to be in a bigger pool, and just it was just a rather general goal.
So you
Yeah,
sort of
I
looked
guess in
outward,
about
yeah.
a year after I was at Birkbeck, I met this talent, and then to my surprise, he offered me a job in Boston. Yeah, so that was my reaction too. I said, well, wow, I really just wanted to go and spend a year there, not really. And I had some conversation with him. He said, oh yeah, everyone says that. They say they want to spend a year, but actually everyone comes over here and they don't leave, So you might as well just get used to it, sort of thing. And yeah, exactly. Then take the job and think later. Anyway, I sort of approached my boss at Birkbeck saying, well, I have this kind of dilemma. I had this idea of spending a year in America, but now I've been offered a job. Well, the group at Birkbeck was quite small, only about 12 people. And he'd had a couple of people recently who had taken jobs elsewhere, so he was really dwindling. And here's the third guy now saying, well, maybe he would take a job as well. So he really pulled out the stops to sort of said, going to America at this time, and there's all this Vietnam War and stuff like that
That's
going
true.
on, or whatever, and not a very good idea. And so, what did I really want to do? Well, really, I just wanted to spend a year. So, atypically, he said, well, you can have a year off if you can find someone to go to. Not a sabbatical, because there wasn't even the concept of sabbaticals, I think, in British universities at that time. So, you'd have to find your own funding. But if I could find somewhere to go, they'd keep on my various pension arrangements and all that kind of stuff. So it really was quite a kindly offer. So then we moved forward to 1967, so a couple of years after, and was at this big conference in Cambridge, which is another really major kind of thing, because my interest had shifted to memory, I think, by that time. Tolving, whose work I'd been reading at Birkbeck, was there, and a bunch of others and so forth. Then I talked to Endel Tolving and said, well, I have this possibility of spending a year, any possibility of coming to Toronto? So he said, yeah, well, I think probably would be, but let me go back and I'll check it out. So he checked it out, and the deal was I could spend, I guess it was the year 68, 69, in Toronto, just as a visitor, with the strict injunction from my boss in London that I should just go for a year and come
Amazing.
back. When I came over, I guess it would be the fall of 68, so
Yeah.
68, 69, the psychology department here at U of T, the dominant figures were Endel Tolving, of course, but also Bennett Murdoch. He was the other main guy in memory. And so Ben and Endel ran this weekly seminar series, the grandly entitled Ebbinghaus Empire, for graduate students and postdocs or whatever. And yes, the thinking at that time, the modal model of sensory, short-term, long-term memory, that was very much the dominant thing. Endel Tolving's own thinking was a bit different. He was really interested in the concept of retrieval, because everyone, coming out of the behavioral tradition, had talked about learning, and that had got into the encoding process in memory, how you got the stuff in. But really, nobody had tackled the idea of how'd you get it out again. So the Atkinson and Shiffrin model had just come out at that time. It was 1968, I think, in their paper. Waugh and Norman had a very influential paper on short-term memory in 1965. So it was really the beginnings of a cognitive approach to the study of memory. And I was mostly involved in that year there, doing work on free recall, which was a kind of dominant paradigm there, and having some ideas about that. And also really the nature of short-term memory, and getting away, as I said earlier, from this notion of a very peripheral store to something that was really more part of long-term memory, more part of cognition rather than just some kind of thing stuck out on the outside. So these were the ideas there. So do go back, as promised, and halfway through that first year back, the phone rang and the chairman of psychology at U of T offered me a job back in Toronto, which again is unbelievable in this day and time. They'd been looking for a person in memory, and I guess they just said, well, we got this guy just fine, so we can try and get him back. And everyone, I guess, said fine. So the short story there is that went home, obviously broke this happy news to my wife, who was not that happy about it because she had a nice job in London at the time. Mm-hmm. And the upshot was, okay, I would stay one more year at Birkbeck, and if the job would stay open for another year, come back in the fall of 1971,
yeah,
which is indeed what happened.